Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and joining me in studio today is my beloved sister in Christ, Tamara Evans. Welcome, Tamara. Today, we're going to take you on a journey. We are going to do a worship and praise session. And the title of this episode is A Heart of Worship. Tamara, sometimes we walk into worship with our hands lifted high. And other times we come in quietly, carrying burdens, questions, even silent disappointment. Maybe you've prayed and things haven't changed. Maybe you've smiled in public but cried in private. Or maybe you've just been going through the motion, longing for something real again. But here's the good news. God is not waiting for you to have it all together. He is not impressed by performance. He is moved by your honesty, your hunger, your need. The word says in Psalms 34, verses 18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit." So if that's you in this moment, you are exactly where He wants to meet you. Worship isn't about having perfect words. It's about offering a sincere heart, one that says, "God, I need you. I trust you. I'm leaning into you." And even when we don't see the path ahead, Scripture assures us in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, my most favorite scripture in the Bible, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path." That's the kind of faith we bring in this moment. Not a loud faith, but a leaning faith. A heart that says, "God, I don't understand everything, but I still choose you." I invite you now to go and get comfy. Get your tea, your coffee, whatever your favorite drink, and join Tamara and I as we worship God together. Friends, He is faithful. He is with us, and He is more than enough.
Pam, sometimes the songs we love the most were birthed out of deep pain and anguish. Mm-hmm. "God Will Make a Way" wasn't written in a studio or at a happy occasion. It was written in the wilderness of heartbreak. I want to encourage someone, Pam, mm-hmm. who might be facing a roadblock, a wilderness, or just a very hard place to be in, that God will make a way.
And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way, He will make a way. Oh God, make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a
When Dawn Moen's sister-in-law and her husband lost their young son in a tragic accident, Dawn found himself searching for words that could comfort the unimaginable. On a plane to the funeral, he opened his Bible to Isaiah 43:19. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Right there, God gave him a melody of hope. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. Pam and I want to remind you today that no matter how dark your wilderness feels, God is still making a way. Even when you can't see it, the same God who brought light to that grieving family can bring healing, direction, comfort, and peace to you as well. His strength is made perfect in weakness.
Tamara, I agree with that as well, because I've proven him over and over to make a way where there seemed to be no way. This song coming up is a daily prayer, one that comes from deep within my heart. Draw me close to you.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again just to hear you say that
Sometimes in life, tomorrow, we don't need more answers. We don't need more things. We just need to feel close to God again. This song is a cry for intimacy, for nearness. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. It echoes the words of Psalms chapter 73, verse 28. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. There is healing in his nearness. There's peace in his presence. There is clarity in the quiet place where it's just you and him. In James chapter 4, verse 8, God promises, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Friends, that means you don't have to perform. You don't have to pretend. You just need to come. And when we sing, no one else can take your place, we're declaring that no relationship, no job, no success, no struggle, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, can fill the space in our souls that was made for God alone. So maybe you're feeling far today. Maybe it's been a while since you felt his closeness. But here's the truth, friends. He hasn't moved. His arms are still open. His heart is still reaching for you. Let this song be your surrender. Let every note be your step back into his presence. Because when we draw closer to him, he wraps us in a love that never lets go. I worship you, Father. I worship you.
Amen, Pam. What a powerful reminder. When we think about it, that our worship today joins with the worship in heaven.
Yep.
In Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 through 14, it declares, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Come on and sing.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praised and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Worthy is the Lamb
seated on the throne.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. With this next song, I just want to remind you, as I do myself, that every valley, every storm, every unanswered question has not been a waste. Through it all, we must simply trust in Jesus. I invite you to worship the one who is faithful through it all.
Through it all. Sickness and pain,
through it all,
sunshine and rain,
through it all,
oh Lord,
I've learned to depend
upon you. So now I thank God for every mountain. And I thank him for the valleys. And I thank him for those storms already brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I never knew that God could solve them. I would never know what faith in his word could do. Now I tell you, if you
it all,
God never failed me.
Through it all,
he never let me down. Oh, but I learned
to trust in Jesus.
Trust in Jesus.
I learned to trust in God.
Through the hard times.
Through it all.
Through the dark days. Through it all. Tell me, no, no, no. Oh, yeah. Sing again, sing again. Let me tell you this.
This song, Through It All, is a favorite oldies. You can't have a real praise and worship tomorrow without some of those old-time songs. I love this song. And this song is more than a testimony. It's a confession of trust in a faithful God who walks with us through it all. Psalms 34 and 19 says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Notice tomorrow, it doesn't say we'll never face trouble. It says God will carry us through. Some of us have faced loss, disappointments, moments we didn't think we'd survive. But like the song says, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God can solve them. Romans 8 and 28 reminds us, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Every pain, my friends, has a purpose. Even the silence has a lesson. And in it all, God is still good. So in this moment, don't just sing this song from memory. Sing it from your story. Sing it from the place He brought you through. Let every word be a reminder that He was there. He still is here, and He'll never, never let you go.
Amen, amen. There are moments when creation itself seemed to cry out, mm-hmm. reminding us of the majesty and power of our God. Mm-hmm. The wind that whispers through the trees, the thunder that rolls across the heavens, and the stars that glimmer in the night sky all testify that we serve a God who is truly great. Mm-hmm. And this song, How Great Thou Art, was born out of an awe and reverence, a response to the wonder of God's creation and His redemptive love through Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. You know, Pam, in Psalm chapter 8, verse 1 and 3 and 4, it says, O Lord our God, mm-hmm. how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? When we pause long enough to look around us, we see evidence of God's greatness everywhere. The same God who painted the skies with light and holds the universe in his hands also holds you. Mm-hmm. And even greater still, he didn't just display his power through creation, but through redemption. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save us. And that's why the song doesn't stop at the mountains and the thunder. It moves to the cross where mercy and might meet. How great thou art.
Bled and died to take.
God is indeed great and awesome, Tamara.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I had a wonderful time, Tamara, in worship. And I trust that you, our listening audience, were blessed, revived, and that this moment drew you closer to God. Let us close out in prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your unwavering presence, Lord, through joy and sorrow, through clarity and confusion, through victory and waiting. You are the God who never leaves us, never forgets us. You never stop working on our behalf. Even when we didn't see the way, Father, you were there. When our hearts were heavy, you were near. And when we had nothing left to give, your grace was enough. So in this moment, may your peace fill our hearts and praise on our lips, Father, because you are with us in every situation. You are our strength, our hope, and our faithful companion. We love you, Lord. We honor you, and we carry your presence with us. Yes. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you to our listening audience, and I pray that you were blessed as Tamara and I were blessed in this time of worship. Until next time, continue to trust in God.